Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Manny Mota. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Duffalo. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jim Duffalo. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting second. The third baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Elio Chacon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vinegar Bendmeisel. Pitching for the New York Mets, Vinegar Bendmeisel. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cannell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Alou reaches second base with a double. Cepeda moves to third. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cepeda tags and scores. Alou tags and moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Giants. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Giants. Jim Duffalo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffalo takes first base on ball four. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 0-for-1 in the game. Keane takes first base on ball 4. Duffalo moves to second. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cannell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bausch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops it up and throws to first, with Duffalo covering, for the out. One out. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon hits a fly ball into right field. Keane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a pop-up towards third. Mota settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cannell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mota takes first base on ball 4. Alou moves to second. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-1 in the game. Hiller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alou scores. Mota moves to second. It's 4-0, Giants. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Haller takes first base on ball 4. Mota moves to third. Hiller moves to second. Craig Anderson now pitching. Jim Duffalo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffalo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Duffalo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Alou. Hickman reaches second base with a double. Craig Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. Christopher hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Hickman scores. It's 4-1, Giants. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Christopher. The throw from Haller and he is safe. Christopher steals second. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a line drive into left field. Alou picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Alou. Christopher scores. Cannell moves to second. It's 4-2, Giants. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-1 in the game. Neal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cannell scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Giants. Don Larson now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mota fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bausch is 0 for 1 in the game. Bausch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 3. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cannell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagan hits a fly ball into center field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mays is called out on strikes. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a fly ball into center field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 0 for 1 in the game. Chacon takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mota settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Chacon moves to second. Craig Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mota throws to second for 1, and Hiller throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Chacon scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Giants, 4, Mets, 4. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Christopher bunts towards third. Mota fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Anderson moves to second. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Anderson moves to third. Christopher moves to second. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cannell takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Neal hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 4. The Giants will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Alou takes first base on ball 4. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mota hits a fly ball into center field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alou. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Alou steals second. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hiller hits a pop-up towards short. Chacon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Haller takes first base on ball 4. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cannell fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mota fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-2 in the game. Bauschi is called out on strikes. Two outs. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Chacon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 4. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-3 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mays is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hickman strikes out. One out. Craig Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Christopher hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 4. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Alou hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mota strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cannell is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Neal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Neal moves to second. Billy O'Dell now pitching. Felix Mantilla pinch hits for Ed Bauschi. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla takes first base on ball 4. Neal moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chacon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mota fields it, throws to home for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 4. The Giants will come to bat. Felix Mantilla now playing third base. Rod Cannell now playing first base. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hiller takes first base on ball 4. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Haller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ed Bailey pinch hits for Billy O'Dell. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Stu Miller pinch runs for Ed Bailey. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keene hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-4, Giants. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-4 in the game. Pagan hits a fly ball into center field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Stu Miller now pitching. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hickman strikes out. 2 outs. Marv Thronberry pinch hits for Craig Anderson. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mays. Thronberry reaches second base with a double. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Christopher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 4. The Giants will come to bat. Al Jackson now pitching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mays strikes out. 1 out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cepeda strikes out. 2 outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cannell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alou for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cannell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Neal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cannell moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mota fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 6, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.